from Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. JPR Live sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today was last here in 2014. She has just released a record this year called Stone Child. It's Jessica Hoop. Hello and welcome back.
Do I look like I've aged?
No, not a day.
Not a single day.
Not a day. You look fabulous. And you sound fabulous. Listening to you warm up has been a treat. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, we're really happy to be here too in such a beautiful part of the world.
Well, you have an affinity for it, right? This is kind of close to where you grew up.
Yeah, I mean, Northern California, so not too far. What is it, an 8-hour drive, something like that? But just the Pacific Northwest, I have a real soft spot for the whole West Coast, but especially for the Pacific Northwest.
Do you get over here? And I say over here because you live in England, but do you get over here much anymore?
Whenever music brings me through, I don't think I've been up here for any other reason, to be fair.
Really?
I mean, there are other reasons that I enjoy being here, but music is always the charge.
You were originally from Sonoma County, correct?
That's right.
And I know this year the Kincaid Fire hit that place pretty hard.
That's right.
Any affect of people directly connected to you or...
One sitting in the room, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, just before we were supposed to... commence in rehearsal, I was in England touring and about to get on a plane and fly over to directly pick up rehearsals for this West Coast tour. And the Kincaid Fire was sending evacuation warnings in the zone where my bandmate Karana Payton is living. And that warning turned into a mandate. And she wrote me saying, what of your gear that you have here that we're about to use on the road is most important to you.
Oh, boy.
So I had to choose between, I mean, this is just what I had to choose from. She was having to choose from everything she owns. And so it was hard for me to say, please keep my guitar, because recognizing her keeping my guitar meant her keeping not another thing of her own.
Yeah.
I said that backwards, but
right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Prioritizing things.
Asking her to prioritize one of my things was but there was a lot to lose. Fortunately, they contained those fires. It didn't cross the highway.
Mm. You are now, or still, I should say, in Manchester, right? For about a decade now.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Why there still?
Well, you know, love.
Love of it? Love of someone? Love of...
just love. Yeah, love of someone.
Yeah.
And love of it. I have a very good circle of friends out there. And I was just... you know, fortunate in kind of crossing paths with some of Manchester's greatest people. Mm. And I get to, you know, make music and live with the English folks, which is unusual for a California person. And it doesn't tick all the boxes, but it's been good. Mm. It's been good to be near Europe,
yeah. You
know. And I say near...
When I am asked to describe your music, it's difficult because of all of the things that can be heard in your music.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I do tend to say right off the bat is that Jessica Hoop's music sounds like no one else, which I say with significant affection for your music. I really love your sound and I love your songs. You sound like no one at all.
I would agree. I think because I have try to fit into conventional situations where there's some schooling happening, and I just stick out like a sore thumb in those circumstances. So I've spent the last, I mean, I guess my whole life trying to make sense of what it would sound like to be myself and kind of just letting the world know, like, I'm not going to stop this, so this is a thing.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing, and I also don't know what that means, but I do know that I can't try to be anything else.
Hmm. Stone Child is your fifth record, I think, of original tunes. You've also done a couple of records where you have revisited some of your older songs in an acoustic setting. You've done a beautiful duo record with Sam Beam.
Yep.
You have been on a number of record labels for those releases. Does that have something to do with the fact that you are hard to put in a box and hard to describe?
Absolutely. I mean, my trajectory has a lot to do with that. Like I said, I'm telling you it's a thing because It isn't necessarily going to click at first. You have to listen, first of all. And I'm not saying, I'm not underestimating my audience. I just think that it's really easy when you hear a female voice, it's really easy to dismiss it as something like all the others, unless you listen. And with mine, I think particularly the songs don't offer much unless you really listen. And then once you start, it's a very deep mine.
Can we listen to something?
Let's do.
Jessica Hoop is my guest live in the studio. You mentioned Karana. You have also brought help in the form of?
Her name is Chloe Foy. She's a songwriter from
Welcome.
The United Kingdom.
Glad to have you here. What do you guys want to play first for us?
We're going to start with All Time Low.
Fantastic. This is Jessica Hoop performing a song from Stonechild live in our studio.
He sleeps in her bed, and darkness fills tables with their spirit friends for the harvest of heartache on which hope depends. How the lost echo, the light at the end is a white paper pinhole loosely pinned to the wall. Down the miles of dark and hall, your seat was set before you fell, and the house you get is how you tell all of your voice for the song of a savior, only to find you're never in favor. Dog never wins. If he works that much harder, his ship might come in. He gives it the old heave-ho, signs up his soul and works his hands to the bone. Michael outside looking in. No. One day management told us it is. No. Bring me sand, take this of all of your heart for the love of a father, only to find you farther and farther. All of your voice for the song of a savior, only to find you never in favor. All of your working in vain to turn the wind, only to find your fate's predetermined. Push the wheel, 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 push the spirit friends. Now you know when hope enters, you've entered the end. At the all time low, ever so kindly softening the blow. Michael outside looking in. Michael outside looking in. Michael outside looking in. Michael outside looking in.
Stonechild is the name of the new record. That is Jessica Hoop and friends, Kirana Payton, Chloe Foy, helping her out in the studio today. JessicaHoop.com, the place to go online to find out more information. It's a beautiful song. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about Stonechild, the album, the name of the album. And there's artwork on the cover of the album, which is visually very striking and interesting. Where did the name come from?
I found the word Stonechild at a museum in Philadelphia. The museum, pardon my pronunciation, is called the Mutter Museum. And I, if my memory serves, Mutter is he's a doctor, and he collects like biological anomalies. So, for instance, Siamese twins in a jar full of formaldehyde, aborted fetuses, but in their skeletal form, amazingly like alien looking, like the size of my pinky. So the whole skeleton intact, but the size of my pinky, incredible. Just the stone child, which is in this museum, is it's a fossilized fetus from pregnancy that happens outside of the womb. So it can happen in the fallopian tubes, for instance. So, and rather than the mother's body, which oftentimes reabsorbs a baby, if it's not, conceived
develop,
in the right place, it will, if the body doesn't reabsorb it, it can grow and keep growing, but it's not alive. Being carried, but it's not alive. So this one was the size of my head. So, and it was fossilized.
So what was it about it that was so intriguing to you, or that was the kernel for creation of a new record?
Well, the lithopedian is what it's called itself. I was curious about how long this woman carried it for, because she carried it without her knowledge, and she carried it for 30 years. And, you know, we have this whole mechanical thing going on inside of ourselves that it's not that easy to tap into or to know exactly what's going on. And you can carry something like that for 30 years without knowledge, you know. And so it just got me thinking. It led me down, you know, just many different pathways and sparked my imagination. It's dark, and I love the darkness, you know. I find a lot there, because when you strike a match, there's life, you know. But as far as it relates to my own record, it got me thinking about secrets and lies, and it got me thinking about letting go, and it got me thinking about cutting people off. It got me thinking about all sorts of different things. And the artwork, the shape of the mask, it's a mask that I found on the wall in the studio where I made the record, J&J Studios in Bristol. And it reminds me of the shape of the lithopedian. But most of all, it has this big gaping mouth, and the mouth reminds me of a death, or it reminds me of an exhale, which is where Nirvana is found.
You and Kate Stables, this is the Kit, who appears on this record, had a really interesting conversation recently about lies in songs,
right,
and lying as songwriter, which I will ask you about in a few minutes. I found it really interesting.
Yeah.
You mentioned that going into this record project, I don't know if this was a real blackboard or not, or a imagined blackboard, but a blank board with just blanks where songs would go.
Yes.
No concept, like no overarching concept of what you wanted to go there?
I just had subjects I wanted to avoid.
To avoid?
Yeah.
Not subjects to address?
That's right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What were those?
I'm not going to tell you. There's a reason I'm avoiding them.
I see. Fair enough. What causes you to work on a new record? I mean, are you on
survival, honey?
Yeah. Are you on like an actual cycle of, you know, every 18 months you got to put out a new record?
18 months is steep for a songwriter who writes their own. That to me is a cycle for bands and for artists who perform other people's material. I can't multitask in the way of touring and writing at the same time. So 2 years is more like my speed, two and a half.
Well, you did manage to tackle some lofty subjects on the record.
Yeah, well, I didn't tackle them.
You address them. You.
I do.
Expose them.
Right? I pick at the fray. Yes.
Yeah, slavery.
Yeah, yeah.
Prison complex, industrial complex.
Yeah.
You worked with John Parrish again on this. There's a band, I don't know if you're familiar with them. We've had them in our studio. They're called Darlingside.
Okay.
They landed on that name because of the idea of infanticide, or killing your infants and killing your darlings.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that John Parrish killed some of your darlings in the process of making this record.
He did, yeah. I was attached to certain parts of songs. That first song, All Time Low, mm-hmm. has a much broader vocal arrangement. And he took all of it out. And he was taking it out without my permission. In terms of, he was mixing the record and he was going probably mostly from his gut, just muting them while I'm sitting there like silently boiling.
Well, you do have a penchant for going back and revisiting your catalog, so you always have another shot at putting it out.
He was right, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's a testament to the song. The more you can take off of it and it still stands is the testament for the strength of the tune.
I'd love to hear another song. What do you want to play next for us?
Oh, well, let's play a song from Memories Are Now, the song Pegasi.
Oh, I love this song.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Jessica Hoop playing live here at JPR.
You found a map to my heart. It led you to the well. You combed out my mane, or were you saddle and reins? With all these stars at my feet, I'll stamp and tap the spring with my rider amount. I feel like spreading my wings, take to the sky like poetry. When we're in love, we're alive. You're the envy of the sky. Every ember wants to ride the supernova. But I fear you'll see the day that I've endured all I can take. I won't bend, but I will break under the weight. Because you broke within me what others could not tame, I'll summon the wind and do your bidding day by day. With your firm, strong hand, go steady toward the north. We are a thing of beauty lit by the fires of iron ore. Your good old girl was built to soar. When we're in love, we're alive. You're the envy of the sky. Every ember wants to ride the supernova. But I fear you'll see the day that I've endured all I can take. I won't bend, but I will break under the weight. Dying star, dying star, dying star. Through many love-lit moons, I served my rider well. I suffered the bit and took his spur into my side. Still I paid that price when I shook that bridle free, and my beloved rider fell from the stars into the sea. You're of the earth, I'm Pegasi. When we're in love, we're alive. You're the envy of the sky. Every ember wants to ride the supernova. But I fear you'll see the day that I've endured all I can take. I won't bend, but I will break under the weight. Dying star, dying star, dying star.
It's fantastic. It's called Pegasi. That one from 2017? Is that when that record came out?
That's correct.
Memories Are Now. Jessica Hoop is my guest in the studio. Help today from Chloe Foy and Karana Payton. Thank you to both of you. Word shape, the shape of words, how you craft them with your mouth is something that I've always noticed about your singing. Has it changed living in a different culture?
Oh, probably. I do notice the word love takes on a different shape. The Northerners have a very round sounding accent. It's not just round. I haven't taken on a British accent, but what I have done over time as a vocalist and a poet, for lack of a better definition, is to straighten out my pronunciation, because at first I was really playing with how I pronounce words as though English was not my first language. I would very specifically play with the pronunciation. And now I'm more interested in English in the way that is more authentic to who I am. Not that I could locate that, but I, rather than twisting it, I'm just coming more from my plain, simple self.
Gotcha. Rather than an affect.
I'm enjoying it more. Yeah. Yeah. I'm enjoying it more. I hear other artists do it and then I get irritated. So I'm just wanting to kind of, I guess, honor their word in the language that it's coming from and try to pronounce it beautifully.
You do a great job.
Sometimes I make a real, can I say, cock up of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I really mess things up sometimes.
I mentioned earlier this interview, kind of an interview, that was published recently between you and Kate Stables.
Okay.
It was almost like an opportunity for us to listen in on a phone call between the two of you.
Yeah, you're eavesdropping.
Yeah, and it's great. It's a really interesting concept to listen to two different artists share ideas and concepts. And you mentioned earlier the idea of lying in song and whether you can lie as a songwriter.
I think the question, like the concept of truth in a song. And one, is it important to be truthful in a song? And two, because the line can be very vague, and when you put a song into the world, it's fodder for the listener, and they can determine what they receive from the song. But I think you can lie in a song, because you can properly spread rumors about people with anything that you publish. So say I was going to put somebody's name in a song and then say something about them. People are going to wonder if that thing is true. We were talking about your level of responsibility towards the people in your life, because I struggle with, one, I love it when people are transparent about their experiences, even if it's at the expense of the people involved, because there's too much time covering things up to protect ourselves rather than just being frank about what goes on in life. Yeah. You know, this dirty laundry, we all have it, and why not hang it out? Yeah.
You
know?
You have talked about this path, working musician, recording musician, touring musician, being challenging, being difficult, and that sometimes you check out. You don't listen to much music. You just... So when you are in that place, what is the sound of your day?
Oh, it can be very, 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 very quiet. When I'm songwriting, I have silence around me for weeks, and except for myself. I don't listen to anything.
And do you
primarily... I will watch crap TV.
Yeah. Do you write with a guitar or with a pen?
Oh, I write with a guitar. I don't write with a pen.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where the ideas come from.
Or just a walk, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't write things down until the song is finished.
Mm. On this record, your nephew makes an appearance.
Yeah. Well, he was 12. I think he still is 12. He's 12.
That must have been a kick.
Yeah. I wanted to get him on record before the change.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is probably soon.
It's imminent. Yeah, it's imminent.
I've enjoyed our chat. I'm glad you could come back and visit.
I'm glad we talked about Justice's medical records.
And now it will be available online forever. Jessica Hoop is my guest live in the studio today with help from Chloe Foy and Karana Payton. Her new record out earlier this year is called Stonechild on Memphis Industries. Information can be found online at jessicahoop.com. Will you play us one more tune?
Sure. Let's play Outside of Eden.
Come shut in, boys, for the girlfriend experience. Enter the code and I'll taste real. I just stayed an apple, I'm poised for your kiss. Thank the heavens, virtual love like this exists. Where love like this exists. Tractors then trains, now enters at a line. The moon's illusion and Eddie's eyes. Going round the schoolyard from device to device. A feral education to give her what she likes. Exists. Where love like this exists. Where love like this exists. Where love like this exists. Ooh, 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 ooh. Outside of Eden. Ooh, 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 ooh. Outside of Eden. Where love like this exists. Where love like this exists. Come shut in, boys, for the girlfriend experience. Enter the code and I'll cry tears. What you are, I may I. And I need deeper meaning and to be held through the night. Ooh-doo-doo, ooh-doo-doo. Outside of Eden. Ooh-doo-doo, ooh-doo-doo. Outside of Eden. Ooh-doo-doo, ooh-doo-doo. Outside of Eden. Where love like this where love like this exists. Where love like this exists. Where love like this exists.
That is Outside of Eden. Jessica Hoop is live in the studio today. She's joined by Chloe Foy and Karana Payton. Thanks again for coming by. It's great to see you.
Man, it was worthwhile.
I'm glad.